Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, baby. Y'all know what? It is Surprise Sunday. Yes, it is. It is a surprise all up here. You know what? Y'all know why it's Surprise Sunday. It is Surprise Sunday. My engineer just flipped out. You know, I don't know what's the matter with these people. I'm telling y'all, it's Surprise Sunday, and I get a real big surprise. Sometimes, you know, these people don't know what to do. The engineer just fell out of his chair. Now, I don't know what's the matter with, I see. He has a little tangeray in his desk. Now, listen, I told y'all no drinking on the job. It's no drinking on the job. You don't come up in here and drink. I'm the only person that's allowed to drink on the job. Now, Curly, now listen, the Three Stooges been over with a long time ago. They ain't doing nothing but running reruns. All right, now listen, this is a live show. I'm not running no reruns. Curly, Larry, and Moe, they was on last night. I was watching them, so I don't know what they doing come visiting me on tonight. But listen, sit down, Curly. I ain't got no cheese for you. Y'all remember the Three Stooges when Curly used to be acting all curly, all crazy, and talking about he needs the cheese, talking about Moe Larry the cheese. Yeah, remember that, Moe Larry the cheese. You know, every time he'd see a mouse, he'd go to flipping out and acting crazy. And stay with the story. I got a reason for saying this. He would see a little mouse, and he would go to flipping out. I'm having a life lesson earlier. Now, listen, I'm a trained life coach, trained by Dr. Monique Carradine. She used to be an on-air personality for Fox 32 News down here in Chicago, right? Now, listen, let me tell you something. She's been gone years and years ago, but I had the privilege of working with her, and she did train me on being a life coach. Now, listen, I want y'all to stay with the story. Curly used to see a little mouse on the floor, and he would just flip out, and he would say, you know, give me the cheese, give me the cheese, bring me the cheese, bring me the cheese, and it would calm him down. Now, you know what? What is y'all little flip-out moment? Everybody has a trigger. I'm really talking about triggers. I started talking about the Three Stooges, but what I'm really talking about is life triggers. You know, it's really interesting. Now, listen. It's really interesting because people know your triggers. Listen, you got to be on guard. Folks know your triggers. They know what button to push to get you upset, to get you all nervous and everything, and you can't hardly maintain yourself. So listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. The best way to control that, you know your triggers. Everybody know what their trigger is. Everybody know what their button is. But listen, the best way to maintain that is to really get a hold of yourself and your reaction. It's called emotional intelligence. When you don't have a really great emotional intelligence control, you will react. When anyone that pushes your button or pushes your trigger, you'll go off, you'll do everything, right? But listen, the better you are at having emotional intelligence, when somebody pushes your button, they won't get the response that they're looking for. See, when people walk around, they push your buttons and they push your triggers, they're looking to get a reaction, a knee-jerk reaction out of you every time they do that. So what it does, it massages their ego. That's what it does. They're really massaging their ego, but they really don't really know it. So listen, let me tell you something. Now, the moral of the story is this. You have to be able to control your emotional intelligence. And when people do that, because people will push your buttons, when people push your buttons, you won't give them that knee-jerk reaction. You'll be able to maintain. You'll be able to stay calm. And you'll just, you know, you just glide right through it. But listen, it's very difficult. But once you get a handle on that, you'll be okay. I promise you'll be okay. Now, listen. That's the life lesson for today. That was a great one. Listen, I'm broadcasting live in the Windy City. It is Sunday, and I got a surprise because the engineer got drunk before I even got started all up in here. So, listen, it is sunny outside. It's sunny. It really is sunny outside on today. It is April 21st, 2024. It is 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And it's 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. It is the Eastern Standard Time Zone. They rocked my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fifth Nation International. They are or supposed to be the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba, Gumba Rum. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. There's two different flavors in stock, Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumba. You know he the hardest working retirement. Y'all know he over 65. Listen, I'm 60, and I'm so happy to be 60. You know what I'm saying? Yes, everybody tell me I don't look 60 because I'm determined to be pushing it till I'm 90 and plus. Baby, baby. And I want a young thing with me all the time. Listen, I don't like no old men. Listen, oh, Lord, here come another life lesson. Let me tell you something. I'm going to get to the music of independent artist Shar. I had a husband. He was way much older than me. But listen, it was one of them, you know, relationships that was just smooth, cool, and everything was just lovely. So listen, I enjoyed that experience. It was wonderful. And it was great. But listen, I said on the second go round, I want one a little bit younger than me. So I'm 60. So listen, you got to be below 60 to get with that. Because I'm sexy. I'm sexy and 60. How about that? Listen. Oh, my God. Listen, listen. And I'm a pretty fast student to let y'all know that. So I'm just letting y'all know I'm single, 60, and I'm sexy, baby. And I'm coming to take over. Okay, listen. Let me get to the music all up in here. Oh, my goodness. So listen, y'all know that we are heard all over the world. We are heard all over the world, and it is wonderful, and it is a blast. So listen, I got some music today. Independent artist Shar. Did y'all know independent artist Shar is love? She is. She's got some great music. You know, and Shar, congratulations. I see that you have over 1 million streams on your Spotify profile. So I want you guys to visit her on Spotify. It is S-H-A-R, Shar. Let me tell you a little bit about Shar before I play her song. She was raised in Ontario, Canada. Shar is a singer, songwriter, and composer who is inspired by life experiences and the diverse range of music that she was exposed to when she was growing up, with roots in both Jamaica and Canada culture, Canadian culture. Shar's sound is a blend of reggae, rock, blues, and dance pop, resulting in a unique and energetic style that is sure to get listeners moving. Shar cites Bob Marley and the Wailers, Elton John, and Prince as some of her earliest musical influences. And, honey, let me tell you something. I was about to get into Prince, but I ain't going to go there. But her taste in music is diverse, ranging from blues and country to dance and funk. Her goal with her music is to create tracks that people can enjoy and relate to, as well as to provide a sense of positivity and upliftment. Let me tell you something. I was about to get into Prince. I saw an interview. I'm stuck on TikTok nowadays for some reason, stuck on TikTok. And so somebody had posted a short video clip of Prince way in his early days. He was like 20. He was on some show he had just performed. He was doing a short interview. And I found it hilarious. That man, you know, every time I see him, I just want to, of course, eat him like vanilla chocolate. Y'all ever had vanilla chocolate, like mint vanilla chocolate? Anyway, let me get to this. They were doing an interview, and he wasn't saying anything. I was like, what's the matter with him? They was asking, that's like the worst interview in the world, to have somebody that doesn't talk, because you're pretty much having a conversation with yourself. They were asking him questions, and he was just making all these facial expressions and giving one-word answers. I was like, oh, my God. And though they were asking, well, Prince, how many instruments do he play? And he says, a lot. That's all he said. He says, a lot. Then they asked him another question. He didn't say anything. He just threw up three fingers. I'm like, well, what, three fingers? And I was like, really, really, really? So anyway, I found it hilarious, hilarious. He was such a genius. Oh, he was just gone before his time. He was just such a genius. I love me some Prince. Oh, my God. He's the only, I don't believe in being a fan. I just love people. You know what I mean? I don't believe in celebrity status. I don't believe in none of that. I believe in just loving people for who they are and what they do. But when it comes to Prince is the the only one that I was his fan, right? Because I just loved me some Prince, but he was the only one. Now, I'm not a fan of really any celebrity. I just find people to be people, and they do what they do, and they do it very well. No matter if you're an artist, no matter if you're an actor, whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity. And Alex, the guy from Blue Bloods, he said, I agree with you. I don't like fans. I don't like that word. So we don't like using that word. It just kind of it gives me like a little crazy dance when I hear people say I'm a fan of you. I'm like, no. Don't do that. So listen. I got some great music by independent artist Char. She is just phenomenal. I love me some Char. This one is I'll Be All Right. And, honey, listen, we all going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Now, listen, I want you to listen to this song. It's hot. It is a cover song from Otis Redding, right? So take a listen. This is I'll Be All Right.
Distant from me lately. You don't seem to want me around. When I try to talk to you about it, you just keep shutting me down. But I got no.
Alright, now the next song that's coming up is a cover song by Otis Redding. That's what I was saying earlier. It's coming up in just a moment. And it's These Arms of Mine. But listen, some people think they can't live without a particular person. You ever felt like that, that you can't live without a particular person? This is on the strength of the song, I'll Be Alright. you'll be okay. I want y'all to know that you'll be okay if you're in a relationship with somebody and it's about to be Splitsville, or you think that the relationship is not going to work, but you want to try to make it work because you think you just can't get along without that person. It's going to be okay. You're going to be all right. You'll be okay without that person. Listen, listen. The only people that came in the world at one time was twins. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got twins, triplets, and things like that, but, you know, they were born that way. You wasn't born joined to some man or joined born to some woman. You know what I'm saying? You didn't come here that way. So, listen, you got to pick somebody else. If it's not going to work, you'll be okay. You're going to be all right without that person. You know, and I'm the person. I'm the kind of person. I'm going to get to the next one. I'm the kind of person. I hate to see people split up. I really do. I don't know what it is. When people are married, I'm not talking about just in a relationship, when someone is married, I've got this thing that if you say I do, you ain't supposed to be saying I don't 10 or 20 years later. But life such as it is. Of course, things don't work out and you got to get a divorce, things like that. But I'm the kind of person, it's just like, if I say I do to somebody, you better believe I'm going to stay with you until you draw the last breath, baby. So you better get ready because mama going to be with you and ain't going nowhere. So listen, listen. That's just me. You know what? That's just me. That's just me. I'm going to love you till, you know, you draw your last breath and you're just going to be stuck with you. Now, if you wake up one day, now, listen here. If you wake up one day and you turn into somebody else, a Tasmanian devil, that's going to be the day I start believing in divorces. Because I ain't going to stay with somebody that's going to be hitting me upside the head and beating my butt. No, I don't think so. That's not in the Bible nowhere. No, I don't know. So, ladies, understand me, and men, understand me. If you got one of them Amazonian women that's beating you up, that ain't. No, you get your divorce, baby. Now, listen, there are situations now. Nobody is supposed to take abuse from somebody, emotional, mental, or physical abuse. No, not when it comes to that. You get the stepping, honey. Yeah, you do it the right way. You know what I'm saying. So, listen. Oh, now, that was a lot from independent artist Sharp. And she is love. She is all love. I want you to check her out on Facebook. She has a nice logo on her page, a nice love symbol, and it is just wonderful. So listen, I want you guys to take a listen. I got another song. It is These Arms of Mine. It is by, it's a cover song that was originally written and sung, of course, by Otis Redding. So take a listen. This is These Arms of
These arms of mine, they are lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine, they are you. They are treat me right. Ooh, I need you. It is a love and I'm so tired.
All right, that is independent artist. Sure, you know, somebody would listen to the song, and you know, I love songs like this because it just takes you back to, you know, different memories you might have had with a certain person. You know, you ever have a person in your life where you just, you know, it just feels right. You know, it just feels right. Let me say this, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Everybody has someone. Now, let me put it real plain for you. Now, you can take it as a life lesson or just a little wisdom. I used to always think that there was the one person for everyone. You know, sometimes people say, oh, I want to meet the one. I want to meet the one. But listen, y'all, do y'all know there is more than just the one? Believe it or not, you can meet different individuals and be connected to them. And you say, oh, he's the one, he's the one, he's the one, he's the one. Of course, people meet an individual and they say, this is the one that I want to marry. And they end up getting married. And sometimes you can say, oh, this is the one, this is the one, this is the one. And then you date them for a while. Everything is really lovely. Everything is really great. And then maybe it doesn't work out. And it breaks up. And you say, well, I wonder why didn't it work out. I thought that was the one. I really had a connection with that one. But guess what, y'all? There was more than one, right? So listen, others can have a special one more than one time in your lifetime. So throughout your whole lifetime, you will meet special ones. I call them a special one. You can meet a special one more than one time. And sometimes you'll meet a special one in your day. You have a wonderful relationship. But maybe it's just for a season, and it's not meant that you really get married to that one. You know what I'm saying? So listen, the point is this. When you're in a relationship with someone, enjoy the time that you have together. Enjoy every single day that you have with that individual. And if it does lead you on a journey of getting married, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing to find someone that you sing I do to, and it leads you on that journey to make that lifelong commitment of getting married. That's a beautiful thing. So listen, the point is that when you meet someone, when you meet a special one, and you get into a relationship with that person, enjoy the time that you have with that special one. Enjoy the time every single day. Now listen, when you think about it that way, that you're enjoying that special time every single day, let me tell you something. It may lead you down the road to matrimony, and you didn't really know that it was going to. If you enter into it with the mindset that you're enjoying the day, every single day, and you're being appreciative and grateful for that special one that God sent you for that season of time, guess what? It may end up being a season of time of where you say, I do, to that person. So think of it that way. Think of it that way. And a lot of times it works out much better when you enter into it with a heart of gratitude and being thankful. So listen, on that note, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a superlicious time, and guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.